Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program is entitled Three American Greats. We'll hear two major orchestral works, the bassoon concerto of Ellen Tafe Zwillich and the concerto for orchestra of Joan Tower. Then we'll round out the hour with a little piece for a bassoon and cello of Ruth Crawford Seeger. Ellen Tafe Zwillich is undoubtedly one of America's greatest living composers. Born in 1939 in Miami, Florida, she currently resides in New York City, where she holds the composer's chair at Carnegie Hall. In 1975, she became the first woman awarded a DMA in composition from Juilliard, where she studied with Roger Sessions and Elliot Carter. In 1983, she became the first woman composer to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize, and she was named 1999 Composer of the Year by Musical America. Zwillich began to compose at the age of 10. Among her early pieces were several for her high school band in Florida. She sang in an early music group and played violin and jazz trumpet. While at Juilliard, she was also a member of the American Symphony Orchestra under Leopold Stokowski. At that time, she married the late violinist Joseph Zwillich. Zwillich's mastery of orchestral writing owes a lot to her experience playing in orchestras, and I think doing all of the other musical things she did as she was growing up. Zwillich has written a whole string of wonderful concertos, and this one for bassoon and orchestra is one of my favorites. It is so lyric and very expressive, and it includes writing that is just lots of fun to listen to. This piece was composed for, dedicated to, and premiered in 1993 by Nancy Goris, Lauren Mazel, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It was commissioned by the Pittsburgh Symphony Society. Here is what she says of her experience writing the concerto. In recent years, I have composed a number of concertos for orchestral instruments. For me, this has been a source of great pleasure and inspiration. Perhaps the most interesting aspect of writing a concerto for an instrument I do not play is the challenge of discovering and exploring the nature of the instrument and trying to internalize its spirit so that I feel that my concerto issues from the soul of the instrument itself. Particularly in the case of the bassoon, whose solo literature is limited and whose orchestral use overemphasizes the comical or grotesque qualities that are possible on the bassoon, I felt a mission to portray the instrument as it possibly can be, not as it is usually characterized. To my delight, I have found that the bassoon is a remarkable solo instrument with a wide range of expressive power. An artist virtuoso can perform just about anything on the bassoon, from fluid vocal singing lines to wildly virtuosic fast passages. Perhaps more than any other instrument, the bassoon is able to suggest a single line breaking into multiple voices, even at breakneck speed. My concerto calls on all of these abilities, plus the ability to respond to the orchestra. The bassoon even has a significant relationship to the percussion. But above all, I've tried to write more than an instrumental exercise, but through the bassoon to make a highly personal musical statement. The first movement, mostly slow in tempo, grows out of the lyric, singing, and dramatic qualities of the bassoon, with a brisk allegro between the slow sections. The second movement is mostly very fast, interrupted by a virtuoso cadenza that begins by recalling the slow music of the first movement. Let's hear it now. The Concerto for Bassoon and Orchestra of Ellen Tafe Zwillich with Nancy Goris Bassoon and Lauren Mazel conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.